Expanding the ranks of the volunteer military depends not just on money, but on the willingness of Americans to join up. We're joined now by two young people who have recently enlisted in the Marines. Christopher and Bethany Wade are brother and sister. They live in Lewis, Delaware. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. Chris, I'm going to start with you. You're 19 and the older brother, so let's find out a little bit more about your decision. You enlisted back in August of 2005. Why?
Well, because I've had family in fighting for this country since the Civil War, and I knew it was my job to do good to this country and serve in the military.
Bethany, you're 17 and will be graduating from high school in June. Did Chris encourage you to join the Marines, to follow in his footsteps?
He always supported me, but ultimately the decision was mine. And I knew that I always wanted to be next to him fighting for our country. So that, you know, that did influence me, but the decision was mine. So,
you know, you both have enlisted and are part of the military at a time when the country is at war. Is that a factor when you're making your decision? Does it motivate you to either join because you know your country needs you, or do you stop and think, wait a minute, this is a country at war, maybe I don't want to enlist?
It motivated me to join.
How so?
I feel that, you know, our country needs us, you know. It's an honor to me to be able to stand there and say, I'm defending my country. I think it's a privilege.
Chris?
I'm also like that. It motivated me because what they did on September 11, 2001 was completely, I don't know how to say it, but it was horrible. And we have to strike back against those people that did that to us. And that's one of the main reasons why I joined, was to get back at the people that did this horrible act to this great country of mine.
Do you think that going to Iraq, you will be fighting the people who are responsible for 9/11?
Yes. And if it wasn't 9/11, if we hadn't gone over there when we did, I believe there would be more attacks on America and other democratic governments in this world. Because there are some people in America that are afraid to go to sleep at night because there's bad people out there that are willing to do anything and everything for their cause.
You know, as the Pentagon is talking about increasing the size of the U.S. military force, some have said that military recruiting might be a problem, that the military has already had to extend tours of duty, is stretching National Guard and Reserves, stretching the active military, having to change some of the requirements to make it a little bit easier to recruit people. But it doesn't sound to me like it was very difficult to recruit the two of you.
I think they got lucky.
You think they got lucky?
No. It's not often you'll find a brother and sister that are willing to just sign right away, and both of us knew that it was our duty to our country.
What about the toll of the war? Have you had soldiers from that area, you know, come back wounded, or have
we actually had a soldier die?
We've had two Marines from Seaford, Delaware, were killed, and just this past week, a female airman in the Air Force, she was supposed to be coming home in 22 days, was blown up by an IED.
Doesn't that scare you just a little bit? I'm sure it must scare your mother.
It's scary, but you take that chance, you know, when you sign up for the military, you realize that's a chance you're taking.
It really doesn't scare me because I'm a very religious person, so I know ultimately where I'm going in the end. You know, if I got to go, I'm going to go for this country. And that's, to me, the highest honor that anybody can ever have, is to die for their country in battle. So, no, it doesn't scare me at all.
Christopher Wade is a private first class in the Marines. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And his sister, Bethany Wade, is a recruit who will be joining the Marines this summer after she graduates from high school. Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you. Have a great day.